Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, January 23rd, 1833, posted on the first page of the newspaper, The Barbadian, was a notice in relation to a property being offered for sale. This property was located next to a plantation called Hallett's, and it is Hallett's Plantation that we talk about today. According to historian Professor Sir Woodville Marshall, the plantation was located in the northwestern part of St. Michael, behind what is today the Carlton Complex. According to Sir Woodville, the estate was in existence as far back as 1674 and was owned by one John Hallett, who was a planter and a merchant from London. The plantation was among several properties he owned both overseas and locally, and was one of two estates he owned in Barbados, the other apparently being Kendall's in St. John. A man of considerable means, he was able to expand the size of the property over time, so that by 1721, the property reached 360 acres in size, encompassing what is now Cave Hill, Grisettes, Cleverdale, and the Carlton Complex. As impressive as that expansion was, it was not sustainable, and not soon after, under the demands of creditors and heirs, by the 1730s, the property was fragmented into smaller ones. By 1847, the core property was reduced to one-tenth of its peak size, some 32 acres. The plantation was originally called Black Rock Plantation, but by 1825, it was called Hallett's Plantation. Associated with the estate was Hallett's Fort, which was located at the southern end of Brighton's Beach. Perhaps out of a fear of invasion by the French, in 1691, John Hallett had asked for the fort to be built on his property. However, the proposal was rejected by then-Governor James Kendall on the grounds that it would be too expensive, and Hallett had to wait until he, Kendall, left office in 1694 before the structure could be built. The fort was constructed sometime between 1696 and 1708, but by the 1780s, it was already abandoned. John Hallett died in 1699, leaving the estate to one of his four children, a son, who was also named John. John Jr. was notable in our island's history for his being one of the earliest examples of a white property owner who was willing to provide for his black mistress and their children. He died around 1716, and in his will, he left property adjoining Hallett's, an area called the Cameroons, to a woman named Jenny and their two mulatto children named Johan and Nancy. He also made provision for an annual maintenance allowance of £10 for each of the three. Over the latter part of the 1800s, the area that was once the Grand Hallett's Plantation changed hands several times. By the end of the 20th century, the area had been turned over to residential and commercial development.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.